Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, June 27th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is sponsored by Apollo for Reddit. We kick off today with some Philips Hue news. Philips is expanding its line of smart lighting with a new collection of Bluetooth light bulbs. The new Bluetooth smart bulbs lower the barrier of entry to the smart home market, making it easier for people to turn their traditional light bulbs into smart bulbs. The new Philips Hue bulbs use Bluetooth connectivity, which means they don't require a bridge like other Hue lights. Typically, Hue lights have required a bridge that you connect to your router, which allows you to control them over Wi-Fi, but that's always been an added cost and an added step in setup for users who are looking to turn their home into a smart home. The new Bluetooth Hue bulbs aim to make it easier to get started by eliminating the need for that bridge while still offering Zigbee connectivity. Up to 10 lights can be controlled from the new Philips Hue Bluetooth app on iOS or with voice control through Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant. Unfortunately, if you want to control more than 10 lights or use HomeKit, you'll need that Hue bridge. You'll also need that bridge if you want to take advantage of remote access. Philips Hue is launching three different variants of its Hue Bluetooth lights today in both A19 and BR30 downlight shapes. The white bulbs are $15, the white ambience bulbs are $30, and the color ambience are $50. It's nice to see Philips lower the barrier of entry for smart lighting accessories, even if the lack of HomeKit support out of the box is disappointing. On the other hand, these bulbs are perfect for those who rely on Alexa or Google Assistant for smart home control. In other news, as Apple continues its efforts to move towards using its own ARM-based processors on the Mac, it has hired a key designer away from ARM. Mike Filippo joined Apple in May as a member of its chip architecture team based out of Austin, Texas. Filippo worked at ARM for 10 years, serving as its lead CPU architect and its lead system architect, but prior to joining ARM, Filippo spent time at both AMD and Intel. Filippo's hiring at Apple comes following the departure of Gerard Williams III. He served as the lead architect on many of Apple's A-series chips used in the iPhone and the iPad. Apple is in the process of migrating its Mac line to ARM chips as it looks to reduce its reliance on Intel. Apple's custom-designed A-series chips for iPhone and iPad have proven to be incredibly powerful, and Intel executives reportedly expect Apple to start the transition to ARM in the Mac by 2020. It would make most sense for Apple to first launch a Mac with its custom ARM chips and something like the 12-inch MacBook, but how swiftly Apple plans to make that transition across the board remains to be seen. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is sponsored by Apollo for Reddit. Apollo for Reddit is a free Reddit client for iPhone and iPad created by an indie developer. One of my favorite features of Apollo is its media viewer. Viewing media is what makes Reddit great in the first place, and Apollo supports inline media viewing from sources such as YouTube, Vimeo, Imgur, and more. Apollo for Reddit is completely ad-free and available on the App Store as a free download. A pro version is available that unlocks even more features to supercharge your Reddit use. Learn more at apolloapp.io, and thanks to Apollo for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As we continue today, Apple has secured another deal to supply Apple TV set-top boxes through ISPs. The UK provider EE announced that it is discontinuing its in-house set-top box in favor of a new broadband plan that includes a free Apple TV 4K. EE is marketing that the Apple TV 4K gives users access to apps like BBC iPlayer, Prime Video, and BT Sport. BT Sport is included in the broadband plan for free, while all the other services require additionally monthly charges, as you'd expect. We've seen other ISPs around the world offer broadband plans that include Apple TV units. Charter, for instance, offers the Apple TV as an alternative to its own set-top box for the same price. Ideally, this is a trend that will catch on with additional providers as time progresses, but it's nice to see certain ISPs paving the way. Rounding out this Thursday, we have another story of Apple Watch's health features. Earlier this week, we shared a story from an Apple Watch user who credited the ECG app with helping save his life. Now an 87-year-old woman is praising the Apple Watch, but for a different health feature. Dottie White was involved in a car accident in Maine while on her way home from the grocery. Immediately after another car hit her car, White couldn't reach her phone to call emergency services, but her Apple Watch was already on the task. Basically, the Apple Watch had registered the accident as a hard fall. This triggered its fall detection feature, which alerted first responders as well as her family members. In the end, White suffered a few broken bones from the accident, but she said that she's grateful for the help her Apple Watch provided. Fall detection was added to the Apple Watch last year with its Series 4 update. The feature is disabled by default for users under the age of 65, but you can enable it manually in the Watch app on iOS. Fall detection on Apple Watch is able to track when you fall and then ask you if you're okay. If it sees that you're unresponsive for 1 minute, it will call emergency services and share your location with them. Fall detection is just another useful health feature on Apple Watch, but Dottie's situation seems to be a great example of the different types of environments in which it can work. Other things worth reading on 9to5 today include coverage of the new Game of Thrones Beyond the Wall game coming to iOS and Android this year. Meanwhile, we took a look at a new augmented reality app from Breville, which lets you see kitchen appliances on your countertops before purchase. You can read both of those stories at the links in the show notes. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Apollo for Reddit for supporting today's episode. Read those stories and more on 9to5 Mac. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to check back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.